Hello everyone, welcome to the 17th episode of South Asia Chat, brought to you by the Institute of South Asian Studies at the National University of Singapore. We have with us today Mr. Vinod Rai, Distinguished Visiting Research Fellow at ISAS, and the Comptroller and Auditor General of India, formerly. Welcome, Mr. Rai.
Thank you for having me.
Today we want to talk to you about the late Mr. Arun Jaitley, who sadly passed away last weekend due to health reasons. Mr. Rai, you were the chairman of the Bank's Board Bureau when Mr. Jaitley was finance minister. How was your experience of working with him?
Oh, well, to define Mr. Jaitley or to limit the definition of the person only to his being a finance minister would be very unfair to him. Mr. Jaitley was a multifaceted personality, and I think his qualities of head and heart were absolutely remarkable in the sense that he defined qualities of a gentleman. He defined his qualities of being accessible to anybody. He cut across party lines, and he had open access or open door policy, which was just about open to anybody who approached him. And just 30 seconds before I get on to him as a finance minister, it's a remarkable thing that he sponsored his cook's children to education and even sent the daughter for education to London.
Well, that's amazing.
In addition to that, his parliamentary aide, he helped his son and daughter become a doctor and an engineer. So a remarkable person who gave much to anybody around him. But if you look at him as a politician and as a finance minister, he was a huge consensus builder. And working with him in the Banks Board Bureau was a pleasure for me. It took a while before the government set about in the reform of the public sector banks, because the rot that has set in was over a period of roughly about 1.5 decades.
Sure.
So it was problematic. But the results of all those reform packages, which were piloted by Mr. Jaitley, are unfolding now. And I'm pretty hopeful that about within 3 years, we will see a very new face of public sector banks. And that's why I think Mr. Jaitley's contribution to accept new ideas, to accept innovations, was absolutely remarkable.
Wow, that is very remarkable. What are some of the things about him that struck you or have stayed with you? Obviously, much has stayed with you. What are some things that come to mind?
One of the things that comes to mind was if Mr. Jaitley decided that there is a good idea to pursue, he, with his social skills, with his capacity to build consensus, would cut across party lines and get to approach even the worst of opponents or adversaries of the government. And I think one of his most remarkable success stories is the way he built consensus among all states to get the General Services Tax Bill approved. Issue which had been languishing for roughly 3 decades, if I could say.
Indeed.
And he got a council created, GST council created. He had finance ministers or other representatives of the states, and then took all of them on board with this reform package, built consensus, and then took it forward, which was remarkable because then it made innovation or it made its implementation that much more easier.
Mm. Besides his philanthropic contributions and also his ability to build consensus, what would you say are some of Mr. Jaitley's greatest contributions to the nation or that form his legacy? Would you say the GST was one of them or was there more?
Yeah, GST was certainly one of his very major legacies. But as we all know, Mr. Jaitley was a very brilliant lawyer.
Sure.
His skills as a lawyer he brought to bear in creating what is known as the Indian Bankruptcy Code.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Indian Bankruptcy Code was brought about in a very short period of time. Its benefits can be seen now. It has led to quicker resolution of the stress that was seen on the banks, the balance sheet of banks. In addition to that, he constituted what is known as the Monetary Policy Committee. Now, this Monetary Policy Committee, which is drawn from economists, academicians, government officials, and officials from the Reserve Bank of India fixed for itself a target of trying to maintain inflation within a margin of within the margin of 4%, maybe take or give 2% this way, that way. So that was a very major contribution of Mr. Jaitley. Now, a recommendation which was done about 3 years back and which he has rolled out is consolidation of public sector banks. And I think these are seeds which he has sown towards a reform process, which I think will be remembered for a long time to come.
Indeed, I think he has definitely laid the groundwork for much of his legacy to carry on, at least for the next few years. Thank you, Mr. Rai, for sharing your thoughts with us and this very heartfelt sharing about Mr. Arun Jaitley. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this session with us. Do tune in again for our next episode of South Asian Chat. Thank you very much and have a great week ahead.